another useful article on B2B content from thatwhitepaperguy.com. March book winner, Erica Vega. Last month, I asked subscribers to send in shoddy statistics. Among the readers I heard from was Erica Vega, this month's book winner. I met Erica when she signed up for a white paper program I taught through AWAI. She caught my attention with her quick grasp of the material and all-around lively and accomplished writing. Since then, Erica has been on an eventful journey. After building a thriving freelance business near Chicago, Erica had to deal with the loss of two family members, her stillborn daughter and her mother. "Grief takes so much work," she says, "and I just didn't have the energy to work one-on-one with so many people." So she stepped back from dealing with clients to become a full-time copywriter for a property and casualty insurance company based in Illinois. Today, Erica writes both B2B for insurance agents and B2C for customers. Working remotely, she appreciates her company's enlightened management. "I really could not have asked for a better situation," she says. She enjoys the stability of full-time work plus the variety of many different projects. She writes blogs, emails, newsletters, scripts, templates, web pages, and anything else that comes up. And while she's happy with her job, Erica isn't one to sit still. As a side project, she's starting a money-making website to help people like tarot card readers and Reiki teachers build their businesses. She's been drawn to this world all her life, and she recently began to listen more carefully to the unique language of its practitioners. "I haven't seen a leader in this space in terms of teaching people how to market, advertise, and run a business," she says. "So that's what I intend to do." As a bridge between the mystical and the practical, Erica will help people in this underserved niche build more viable and sustainable businesses. Good luck, Erica. Erica's shoddy statistic. Erica suggested the old chestnut, muscle weighs more than fat. "I've heard that from doctors and fitness coaches, and I used to repeat that myself," she admits. But when Erica said it to her coach at the gym, he quickly corrected her. "Muscle doesn't weigh more than fat," he said. 5 pounds is 5 pounds. The confusion comes from the fact that muscle is more dense than fat. Just as a pound of steel is small and hard, a pound of marshmallows is big and fluffy. But a pound is still a pound, no matter how much volume you need to get to that weight. Thanks, Erica. I hope we all remember that. To hear more useful advice on B2B content, visit thatwhitepaperguy.com/subscribe.